Hi everyone, and welcome to the very, very first ever CryptoLife 365. So I created this program as kind of a daily insight into what it's like to live entirely in cryptocurrency, which I've done for very, very many years. And just to give you an insight on just my life, business lessons, growing, developing, investing, and any kind of comments or suggestions I might have with regards to some other articles I might run into, or kind of the daily life in economics and business as cryptocurrencies and the market itself in general grows. Yes, this name was the CryptoLife 365 was inspired, and it was even suggested by JT, who's my business coach. He also has JT Fox 365, so if anybody asks if this is okay for me to use the name. And the idea, I'm not stealing, I am implementing. And I hope that by listening to this, you'll be able to learn a little bit about how things work in cryptocurrencies or in business in general, and just what it's like to kind of deal with various issues that may come up, as well as possibly get inspired for how to do certain things in business yourself. So to start with, this morning I had a text from somebody who wanted to get in touch with me. He was also interested in cryptocurrencies, fairly not too recent, but kind of a recent investor. And he mentioned that he was working with somebody who is, as he told me, a licensed investor who invests money on his behalf and is able to get him really, really high returns. So as I asked a little bit more, he told me that this apparently he gets paid returns of 80% a month with a 15% commission from this guy who basically trades currencies, cryptocurrencies on the market. Me being in this space for over 7 years at this point, I joined in very early 2011, I had quite a lot of bells kind of pop up where I'm thinking, okay, I've seen this many, many times before. There's got to be something to, like, you really have to watch out for these kind of things. So I started to ask him some questions, and he said that the guy is, as I said, 80% returns on your investment. The guy claims that it's a very small and limited fund, so it's, I mean, I don't know if that means it's hard to get into. And it's, a guy is licensed investor and worked for Ameritrade. I also got his, he sent me his email and his name. So the first thing to do, the first thing I did, and actually the first thing you should always do, is type in Google and see if you can find any information on the person. Unfortunately, this person had no information. So that's kind of it's not necessarily a red flag, but something to kind of watch out for to begin with. Second thing is 80% a month. That translates to 2.6% a day, or about 760 or 780% a year. Basically, anybody that claims of between 2 and 3% a day, you gotta be really, really careful with, especially if they're saying that this is like a guaranteed kind of an investment, which here 80% a month seemed like it's a fixed number. Like, nobody should ever give you a fixed number. There should be, you know, I have had so-and-so amount return over the last couple of months, and if the number is actually round, that's another red flag. Anything that's over 2 to 3% a day, that's, I would probably say, about 95, maybe 100% Ponzi scheme. Why? Because being in this for a very, very long time, there has been quite a lot of what's called high yield investment products, which are these things where you put money into them, you get a daily payout of quite a lot of money, and every single one of them has failed, and almost all of them have been exposed as Ponzi schemes. So warning one, 2% a day or 2-3% a day, be careful. Warning two, guaranteed returns, be very careful. Like, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer, but I think it might even be illegal to give actual guaranteed returns. warning three, the guy said, this is a limited fund, which I have heard many times over and over. So the idea is that if you have a very small fund, you're able to kind of leverage it a little more and be able to get more of the returns on your trading strategy. Whereas if you were to use a lot of money with these funds, then these strategies would be affecting the market as a whole and it'll become a wash. Problem with this idea is that if you and a bunch of other people have a similar strategy, it doesn't matter if your small fund is small. The sum of all the funds, which are kind of doing the same thing, moving in the same direction, will be making the exact same wash as if this was a very large fund. And I believe the idea of making it seem like it's a very small fund, one, it's an excuse for why you may not be marketing too much, but mainly it's to attract people to make them think that this is an exclusive opportunity that they really, really must get into. And of course, the last part, the guy told me that his investor who he's working with was licensed and works for Ameritrade and gave me a name. But always verify this information. Google for the name. Ask for the license information. If somebody tells you they're licensed, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, they could, you could print your own license and just say, hey, here's my license. Find the number, call the people, verify that the license is actually legitimate and registered and current. And if need be, call the company that he's supposedly working for, ask him if it's going on, like if he's actually employed there. Always verify people. Don't trust anybody with your money. And this might be a little not a 100% rule that I follow as regards to trusting people with money. At least in cryptocurrencies, though, rule number one, if you don't own the keys to your money, the private keys to your cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin or whatever it might be, just assume you don't own the money. If you're holding it in an exchange or a hosted wallet or a bank or some other investor, even if you can see that you have so-and-so money, if you don't actually have the private keys for that money, it's not yours. They can shut down, they can get hacked, somebody can run away with it, it could be a scam. So just be very, very careful. Now, that said, in regards to business, you do have to trust people with money. Just make sure you do a good job checking the people you do work with. So myself, I am involved in cryptocurrencies, but I'm also involved in a lot of other businesses, investments, consulting, stuff like that. And one of the bigger ones is real estate. My real estate is, it's growing. So, for example, and real estate is something that I'm actually doing because it's a way for me to diversify my Bitcoin holdings. But I am doing it in a way where I can actually leverage my cryptocurrencies without actually putting them at risk and still be able to use them to make more money on a side, quite a bit of more money actually. And they also gave me an advantage because having this money be kind of available to leverage deals means that I can get deals very quickly. Which, yeah, it's, I guess, kind of an advantage that somebody with a lot of cash might have. Generally, it's not that much of an advantage if you were to, say, wanted to start off in real estate on your own. Because there are a lot of people like me out there who, if you find the deals, they will be very, very happy to work with you. And I guess the lesson for today, besides, you know, with cryptocurrencies, be very careful, verify everybody. The big lesson is there are deals out there, and you never know when you're going to find them. So, for example, I was at a bank a couple of days ago opening a bank account for another LLC because every real estate property that I own is held in its own separate LLC. Each LLC needs to have its own bank account. And as I'm sitting there waiting to get the account opened, I overhear a conversation behind me where there's another young guy named, I believe his name was Jose at Makeover Construct, that's the company. So he was sitting behind me just talking to the banker, wasting kind of time as they're working on opening whatever they were opening. And he happened to mention that he's a contractor for repairing houses. And I actually ended up having an issue where a couple of days ago, I had a house that was a fairly decent deal, not a lot of money in it, like maybe 20, 30, not, I mean, I looked for more. But I had a contractor come out, and he looked over the property, he gave me an estimate, and then later on he said that he's actually not available to do this job. Unfortunately, this house was already under contract. So I'm scrambling around looking for other contractors, and I hear this guy saying that, hey, I'm a contractor. So when there's a little bit of a break where the banker working with him had to walk away to get something, I strike up a conversation, and I talk to him, and we end up exchanging information because turns out that he actually works for his dad, who runs Makeover Construct, and they do contracting business. So for the house that actually had an issue, that was not a problem because eventually, like later that day, I basically found another contractor. But last Thursday, as I'm sitting at a real estate investor meeting, kind of sort of listening, but not really, to just another presentation going on wholesaling, which is something I'm not really interested in doing, I suddenly come across two deals that I find online. They seem to be really, really, really good deals. Problem is, I am flying out in the very next day. This is already about 7, 8 p.m. that I'm finding these things. I'm flying out the next day, and these deals will not last. I know they will not last. So that very night, I'm sitting in a car. I'm driving home, and I call. Sometimes I have to text, but that's kind of my bad habit. But as I'm trying to get home, I'm kind of scrambling to find somebody who can go into the house, because the issue with buying real estate is that sellers will give you the information for what they're selling it for, what it'll sell for on the market, and what the repair costs might be. But the problem is, as always, verify, verify, verify. So I have verified that, yes, these houses will actually sell for the price on the market that the seller claims. What I don't know is whether the repair costs on the properties will be what the seller is telling me, or whether there might be some issues like the roof needs replaced, or the foundation has a problem, or there's some major issue that's going to cost me tens of thousands of dollars that I don't know about. And obviously, I do not want to sign any contracts on a house unless I am very sure that there's not going to be any issues. But it's already 9 in the evening at this point. I'm flying out early in the morning, and there's just no way that I can go check out the house myself, and I have no other contractors available. So what do? I contact Jose, send him a text, and say, hey, I have these two properties that are available, and I'm talking, coordinating with the seller at the same time, trying to set up a time. And the seller tells me that this house, he'll be willing to hold it for me until noon on Saturday. So basically, I have about a day and one morning in order to get in there and say yes or no. So I text Jose and say, hey, I have these two properties. I'm really sorry to ask this, but could you guys do me a huge favor and just go check them out for me? And if you guys do that, I'll be very thankful. And if I buy them, I'll hire you. And Jose says yes. So we set up the time. I coordinate when the visit's going to be scheduled. And the next day, as I'm literally in the airport getting on a plane and right from the plane, I'm coordinating the contractor, Jose, and the seller to actually get together where they're supposed to meet, what time, and to go check it out. So long story short, they did check out the properties. The properties are really good deals. Probably I'm going to make about $40,000 to $60,000 on one of the houses, and the other house is a really nice rental that should get me about an extra $400 of income every month. And obviously, so the way I do business is I trust. But for me, the biggest things are integrity, work ethic, and loyalty. And if somebody out there just, you know, I meet them in a bank, there's a stranger, and they go out and do this kind of a favor for me, Like, I am not even going to bother doing with like comparative quotes for these guys. If this guy was able to do this for me, even if he charges me an extra $10,000 for this project, and I mean, I hope if he's listening to this, it'll be a little later after they're done with the construction. But honestly, even if I get a little bit overcharged, these guys were awesome. They came in, did me a big favor for the great work ethic, and this is going to be great. So in this case, yeah, I trust them based on just my experience with how he was able to react, get in there, get the job done, and do everything so quickly on such a last-minute notice. Like, literally 9:30, he said he'll go in there, and by noon the next day, he's like, I'm already here, what do I do? I mean, incredible. And all of this was just me sitting in a bank account and overhearing a conversation in the background where somebody says that they work for a contractor. And for the houses, it was just some things I found online. So, and keep in mind, all of this was happening. I didn't see the houses yet. I saw the pictures that they sent me. Obviously, I verified through street views, and I verified from the seller as well. And I was not even there. So all of this was done remotely while I was down in Florida for the whole weekend. So frankly, I'll need to stop by the house or have somebody stop by to verify it as well. But I'm doing business and making money without even being there. It's just calling up, finding people, finding opportunities, being on the lookout, and coordinating everything as it's happened remotely. So anyway, today I am getting a log box for the property so that when the tenant moves out, I can have these guys come in and go work on it whenever they need to. And then tomorrow I am flying out yet again because I have a very, very busy lifestyle that, you've seen, or as I just explained, it doesn't matter where I am, where I'm traveling. I work almost all the time. Most of it is through my phone or my computer or driving around. But you know what? I really love what I'm doing. And I hope you will love seeing this, as seeing what I'm doing as you follow along too. And most importantly, I really hope you'll learn some lessons as I go along. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, and thank you for listening. Bye.